We talk about a lot of aspects of communications, especially internal communications here on this podcast. But lately, a lot of the conversation has been about how to use or reutilize or reconfigure or reconceive of how we deal with space in the office, in the school, in even hospitals, and in any other place where people congregate. Over the years, a number of technological innovations have come around. The most recent one from Vizix is a new AR space booking platform known as Koros. We've talked about this briefly in the past. Back in August last year, we had an episode on the evolution of booking spaces and kind of talked a bit about Koros at the end of that. Today, we're going to talk about Koros specifically and how it works and what it is and how it all comes together and how it might be something for the future of space booking in all kinds of environments, especially corporate and higher education environments. My guest again is Trey Higgs. He is the COO and CSO, that's a lot of O's, of Vizix. Hi, Trey. Thanks for talking to me.
Hey, Derek. How are you today?
Excited to talk about Koros in depth.
Me too.
Excellent. As always, I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast and you can follow along with a transcript of the conversation we're about to have on the Vizix website. Whether you're using digital signage or not, our podcast gives you practical tips for communications and content to better engage your audience. I'm Derek DeWitt. Welcome to Digital Signage Done Right. Okay, Trey, so let's just do a quick recap for people who haven't come up to speed by listening to that previous August 2023 episode. What is Koros in a nutshell?
Koros is our space booking platform. It uses WebAR, which is natively supported on iOS and Android phones. And what this means is, without downloading any apps or using any web pages, you can walk up to a space, just quickly scan a QR code, and right from your camera view, you can interact with that space to see if it's available or not. You can book the space, and you have all that functionality right from the phone in your hand.
Wow, that's crazy. So it's just a phone, a camera, because I think most phones today already have a QR reader integrated into the camera, I think. So you don't even need to download that app. It's already part of your software. So you just point your phone at a QR code and bam, up comes the interface and you're mingling around, booking stuff, extending meetings, canceling meetings, and so on.
That's right. Yeah. And this is a patent pending approach for interacting with shared spaces. It just all starts with a QR code.
Now, do I have to be physically at the space? Like, let's say it's a desk and we're doing hot desking. Do I have to physically be standing at the desk and scan the QR code that's on the desk in order to use this?
No, not at all. You know, since we just need a QR code to initiate the interaction between the space and you with your phone, you could have a digital sign on the wall when you first step onto the floor. And on that screen could be a floor map. And then you could show a QR code for each desk or room that's available. And so you could pick your space right from a floor map, scan it, book the space, and off you go.
Right, because once you scan it, you kind of get the whole kit and caboodle. You get everything that's in the system. So if I scan one QR code, I see, yes, the information for that particular space or desk or whatever. But I can also, if it's, say, booked already, I can see other available rooms.
That's right. That's right. You're going to have a QR code at the desk or at the room. You can have a QR code inside your spaces as well. You know, imagine you're sitting in a meeting and you realize that you need another 15 minutes or so. Right from the room, you can scan a QR code, let's say on the conference room table, and extend your meeting by another 15, 30 minutes.
Oh, sure. And it's fast. It's like, boop, boop, boop. I mean, what is it? Like, honestly, 15 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds?
Oh, yeah. We designed the interface to be quick and easy. Once you scan that QR code, our UI is going to pop up in your camera view, and you immediately see the status of that space. So if it's a desk, you're immediately going to see a green bar if the space is available. You know, it's going to say this desk is available, or a red bar if the desk is already booked, and just three buttons really to interact with the desk or the room. Those are preview, book, And then the third button is either going to say desk or rooms. Well, certainly we can use the book button to book that space with just a, you know, just a really quick, simple workflow. What time do you want your booking to start? How long do you want it to last? Give your booking a name. And then optionally, you can even protect your booking with just a simple four-digit PIN. So that's really quick. You can touch preview and see a 3D representation of what that room or desk is like as it comes to AV resources and other amenities. You know, this room has a projector. It's got video conference capabilities. It has seating for 8 people and it's wheelchair accessible. And you get all of that information just from a quick 3D preview of the space. And that third button, it's going to show you any other spaces that are available on that same floor in that same building, or anything else that you're using Qoros, you know, to book with, because you can use Qoros to, you know, to book a locker for the day, you know, to hold your personal items. You could use Qoros to, you know, to even book a parking space.
Right. And so the whole thing, the admin panel's cloud, right? It's pretty streamlined. And like you said, you can kind of configure it how you like. You can group types of spaces or items or whatever. So you can say like desks, rooms, lockers, parking spaces, e-bikes, whatever. Because, you know, a large facility, I mean, we could have 200 desks, 85 rooms, 300 lockers, you know, like that could be a long list to scroll through. So you can actually group everything together by category so that it's much more streamlined from a user experience perspective.
Yeah, that's right, Derek. Qoros is 100% cloud-based. With its administrator interface, it's really easy to set up spaces. You're going to tell us what type of space it is. You know, is it a room? Is it a desk? Or is it something else, you know, like that parking space? So we have the space type. You're going to tell us where that space is. You know, it's in building A on the Southeast campus on the second floor. Next, we're going to map it. We're going to match it up with the calendar that this space should be associated with. That may be a calendar in Office 365. You know, for our higher education customers and clients, it could be a calendar associated with 25 Live in CollegeNet. The last and final piece is you're going to tell us a little bit about the space. Is it a stand-up desk? Does it have one or two monitors? Is it set up with a docking station for a PC or a Mac? So you can tell us a couple things of that nature really quick about your room, your desk, whatever the space it is. And we're going to share that information with people as they scan QR codes to book things. And Derek, you mentioned grouping. Yes, you can group all your spaces by type and also where they're physically located. You know, if someone scans a QR code outside of a room and it's not available and they need one right now and they're in Atlanta, Georgia, well, we shouldn't show them a space in Houston. We need to show them another space that's available in Atlanta in that building on the same floor.
You can also organize it by like organizations and sub-organizations. Like you can do multiple levels of organization if you so desire.
Yeah, you sure can. So you can break it down into sub-organizations. So you've got your spaces in the business school. You've got your spaces in the student union. That's really easy to do.
And of course, because it's cloud-based, so that means maintenance, updates. I don't have to deal with any of that on my side of the pipeline. That's all dealt with automatically.
Yeah, it is. It is. Organizations don't have to worry about software updates or anything of that nature. As I mentioned, Qoros runs on people's phones just using the native OS. You know, there's no software to download there, no apps. It's as low maintenance as you can possibly go while taking advantage of the fact that this cloud-based platform now allows you to enable people to see if spaces are available and to even book those spaces anywhere, anytime without any traditional AV gear. Again, they just need a QR code at the space. Really what we're wanting to do there is to make it possible for lots of other spaces to be bookable. And we're talking about those kind of spaces, Derek, that likely will never have a physical interactive meeting room sign.
So you're saying that this is in lieu of a room sign?
It can be, because meeting room signs, you know, they're not free. They can be a little expensive. Meeting room signs require some kind of network connection. A traditional meeting room sign that's interactive requires a power connection as well. Yet there's tons of spaces in most organizations, again, that will never get a meeting room sign, but they're shared spaces. And especially today, as more and more organizations, more and more are supporting office hoteling. And so that means more and more spaces where people would like to know if the space is available or not and have the ability to book it. Now, one great tie-in with the room sign that fits with this approach with Koros is with e-paper signs. You know, e-paper signs are a little different than your traditional interactive room sign in that they're wireless and they're battery powered. And for that reason, you can put an e-paper sign outside of any space or at any desk. And just by adding a QR code to your e-paper sign, now you've made that e-paper sign interactive. You can walk up to the sign, scan the QR code, and then immediately in your camera view, you're going to see the status of that space and have the option to book it.
The QR codes, they don't have to be stickers exactly. Like you said, you could turn your EPS or part of your EPS sign, just have the QR code there. Hey, Koros Interface or Book Now or something like that. So it could be that, it could be a sticker, it could be anything, right? It could be an engraved thing, I guess, if you wanted to get kind of fancy schmancy.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the fun thing about the QR codes. You could have it incorporated to a physical room placard outside of the space or desk placard, you know, but given that it's a QR code, you could do something as simple as a sticker, you know, printed by stickermule.com or you know, wherever, whatever resource you want to use to get those. Ultimately, you just want to get that QR code to the space. But the other thing that you mentioned, Derek, is using the e-paper sign. You're getting more flexibility there compared to something printed or to something, you know, physically made like a room placard, because the e-paper sign, it gives you the opportunity that you can evolve what's displayed on the sign over time. You could even add a bit of schedule information. Certainly, you're going to show the QR code. You could show your organization logo and any information like that that you want to display. So yeah, there are lots of, you know, different ways that you can show that QR code at the space.
So my organization's license for Koros and my EPS signs and everything else, they're all tied into the same calendaring system or systems that we're using. So I would imagine if I book the room, for example, it'll probably show up on the schedule the next refresh on the EPS sign.
That's right.
Bam.
I mean, ultimately, Koros is not, you know, it's not a calendaring system. It's not a scheduling system. Koros ties in with the scheduling system that you already have. You know, today we're already supporting Office 365, which obviously is very popular, especially, you know, in corporate spaces. And we're supporting 25 Live by CollegeNet, which is a popular platform for higher education. And Derek, certainly you'll see Vizics add support for other scheduling platforms throughout the year.
Sure, of course. It's going to be a constantly evolving thing. I'm sure as more and more people start using it, people will come up with ideas. You know, like I kind of go a little crazy and go, okay, what's the craziest use of something like this? I could almost foresee, you know, having worked in offices in the past, like, okay, and now we're going to divide the shelf of the refrigerator up into sections with their own QR codes. So you can, that's where I put my lunch. Or, you know, I like that coffee cup. That's my coffee cup. Nobody else use it. I booked it, you know.
You could do that. You know, it might be a bit more common to, you know, to book the locker. Yeah, there are lots of possibilities afforded by a platform that's cloud-based. You know, there's not any software for the company or the organization to download, install, configure. They're simply creating and naming spaces, setting what type of space it is, telling us a little bit about the space. You know, it's not going to change if you rename the space or change the AV resources available with that space or the setup of the desk. The QR code will stay the same. You can make QR codes different shapes, different colors. They can incorporate your organizational logo. You can do, you know, whatever you want to with them. There's, you know, you can really get creative with them.
Because all the QR code is a URL. It's just a graphical representation of a URL that through the through the camera and the software on your phone goes, okay, boom, I'm bringing this up. So really, I'm just bringing up a web-based AR. It's not a web page per se, because I'm not using a browser, but it's not dissimilar from that. And so if I change what's in that room, for example, like you said, hey, it has a whiteboard, or it has a coffee maker, or it has all these things. And then we decide, well, you know what, we're going to take that whiteboard out of there. Literally nobody uses it. Or we need to buy more projectors. A lot of people want projectors. So we're putting projectors into rooms that previously didn't have them. We can change that on the back end, but the QR code remains the same.
That's right. Yep.
Now, what if I don't want everything? So I'm trying to imagine, like, I've got we take up four floors of this high-rise building. We're a, medium-sized, decent-sized organization. And we've just got hundreds of these QR codes out there. What if I don't want everything to be bookable all the time? Am I just stuck?
No, not at all. There are a couple built-in features there that help in that direction. The first thing is you can easily set any space, room, desk, or whatever it is to not be bookable. That really comes in handy if you're doing renovations, or let's just say the projector is down in room 220, then just with a click, we can set that room's not available for booking. You can see the schedule, but you can't book it. And another thing that's built into the platform is you can set a time range per day when the rooms are available for booking. So you can say that, okay, our spaces are bookable from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. It's really easy to take advantage of those built-in features to manage those nuances, such as a room is being renovated or, let's say, the projector's down.
Right. I got you. So really maximum flexibility here.
Yes, for sure.
Excellent. Simplicity and flexibility. I mean, that just kind of sounds like freedom to me, but, hey. Now, what about analytics? The reason I ask this is I was just at Integrated Systems Europe, ISE, in Barcelona recently, and there are a lot of space booking things out there. Companies that don't normally or didn't used to do that suddenly seem like every other booth or every third booth had some kind of room sign in some way, shape, or form. Most of them were your more traditional types. There are lots of different designs out there. Some are quite sleek, some are clunky. A lot of them are really like, hey, we're really tied into Office 365 or whatever, and we have our software has its own analytics engine that interacts with your Microsoft software or whatever else you're using. And all of it required either just using the room signs themselves or things that did also transfer over to a smartphone. They did require an app. I didn't see anything that's doing web AR, nothing out of the, I'm not kidding, 100 companies that had something like this. None of them were doing web AR. But one of the things that they were talking about all the time, and it seemed to be a big selling point, because a lot of the B2B space seems to be very much about, like, companies are now trying to help other companies solve problems, as Brian Galante said in a recent episode in which we talked about ISE. And so there's a lot of stuff about analytics and how people are using the space, which might help you reconfigure your space later, or how it works. If we have a projector in this room, for example, and literally in 2 years, nobody's used that projector, do we need it? things like this. Are there analytics on the back end of Khoros or no?
Yeah, that's a great question. And Derek, I was just thinking about your comment that, there are so many different room panels, room signs out there these days. They all kind of come down to, different shapes, different looks, maybe the lights, the red and green LED lights are placed differently.
Or purple or orange. I saw all sorts of colors. Yeah.
Yeah. Even different colors. And certainly one of the, primary things that VSIX is trying to do is to give people new options, new ways to really solve problems, as you noted, Derek, as it comes to space management. And, the two main things certainly we're talking about here, when it comes to the physical sign, a different approach using e-paper, again, because it's wireless and battery powered, runs on batteries for 3 years or more, so you can literally put one of those e-paper signs anywhere. You got a couple 3M strips, you've got a spot where you can put an e-paper sign. So, that's a whole different approach. And certainly using a 100% cloud-based platform, for seeing the availability of any type of space and being able to book it is stepping away kind of from the herd, you know, all those room signs to, hey, let's look at more sustainable, more cost-effective solutions as, you know, more and more hoteling and hot desking starts to happen or, you know, is happening. But to get back to your question, Derek, analytics, they tie right into that because, you know, talking about office hoteling, you need to know if you've got the right amount, the right number of different types of spaces available. You know, maybe you've got enough conference rooms, but you don't have enough huddle rooms, or maybe you've got plenty of desks for employees to book for their trip to the office on Wednesdays, but maybe it is the meeting rooms that you don't have enough available for. You know, that's just one quick example that where analytics can be helpful as you look at those space utilization rates. Anyone that logs into Qoros, you're going to see the basics like your most active spaces and your most recent bookings. But given that Qoros works hand in hand with your scheduling platform, that's where you're going to be able to really dig in and find the most information about, okay, we had 95% utilization rate of our huddle spaces Monday through Friday, the entire month of January. You know, that kind of thing.
Right. So because it interacts with your calendar system that you're already using, your calendar system already has those analytics.
That's right. Yeah. So we don't need to duplicate that. But since we're fully integrated via API, you're still going to be able to look at those analytics and space utilization rates, all that good data in your existing platform.
Right. And if you decide to really like, hey, we got a new whatever, you know, CTO or something who just is crazy about data, you could even bring in other things. It'll all mesh together nicely. Like I'm thinking like AgileQuest, you know, which is a pretty robust data parsing platform for making decisions. Like, oh, we just introduced this. It'll still all work together. Again, all Qoros is doing is giving people yet more options.
That's right. Yeah. It's providing people with yet another way that they can interact and share and book any space that they have, really.
Right. Now, we've talked quite a bit about how it's kind of like a room sign, but it's not a room sign. And there was one thing I know early on when this product was being developed and discussed is, you know, one of the things that these room signs have are these very often these availability lights. Traditionally, red means, hey, it's booked right now, and green means, hey, it's open right now. But like I said, I saw orange and purple ones, so you can have all sorts of different colors. It turns yellow when it's about to be available, things like this. It's purple if it's being cleaned or whatever. Qoros, obviously, because it's just a web AR platform, there's nothing like that. And yet now you're pairing them with these kind of cute little availability lights.
You know, you just hit on probably one of the biggest things that people love about room signs, room panels, whatever we want to call them. And that is that you're looking for that room that's got the green LEDs indicating that it's available versus the red LEDs indicating that it's already booked. People love that. You know, it's just so easy to spot any available spaces. What Vizix has done is we have added a ultra low power IoT device that is simply an availability light that can be placed at any space, and it updates throughout the day wirelessly based on the schedule or the calendar for that space. So that means at 10 a.m., that desk or that conference room, if it's already booked, you're going to look down the hall and you're going to see the availability light that's mounted beside the door, above the door, or is placed even at the desk. And you're going to see a red light letting you know that space is booked. And, you know, the availability lights, they're completely optional. You can add them to one space. You can add them to all spaces. They use an industry standard protocol for updating. You know, we tell the lights to go red or green throughout the day using LoRaWAN. You know, there's wireless communication there. The light itself does require power, but as I mentioned before, they're ultra low power. The lights, Derek, they don't even use a full watt of power, actually just 0.6 watts to show green or red.
Well, that's nothing.
It really is almost nothing. And outside of normal hours, they go into standby mode, and then they only use 0.08 watts of power.
They're small. I said they were cute, but they're kind of cute. I mean, they're quite small. They're not even 2 inches across, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's a compact, nice looking LED, just like a little dome. You know, it provides 360 visibility. There's a couple different ways you can mount them at spaces. Derek, they're just really a great option for organizations focused on sustainability. You know, and if you're college campus or university campus or hospital or corporation, and you've already made the investment and gone through the trouble to have LEED certified buildings, there's not a more sustainable approach in low energy or no energy approach than, you know, either just using Qorus itself in that environment, because Qorus, as Derek, as you and I've talked about, it's completely cloud-based, so it's not going to use any power, any resources in your space at all. You know, people are going to interact with Qorus just with the phones that they already have. And even if you add the availability lights, they're ultra low power. They're barely using more than half a watt throughout the day. It's a great thing to consider.
Right. And if I want to supersize the whole thing and throw in a couple of EPS signs, those are also low power.
They are, absolutely. You know, not only are they going to run 3 years or more just on one set of batteries, those batteries are recyclable.
Well, you know, I always think of that movie that came out many, many years ago, Field of Dreams. The whole idea being that if you build it, they will come. I think office hoteling and hot desking just make an amazing amount of sense for most organizations today, because we do have the hybrid situation. It's just a fact, and we can sit there all day long and say, no, you will come back to the office. But the fact is, people aren't going to, and they're just not going to work for you if that's where your head is, unless you're paying a really, really high salary and have some great benefits. Yet I read these articles that say it's not really taking off. They don't really understand. The higher ups don't understand office hoteling and hot desking. They can't really get their heads around it. And it's a big pain in the neck to get it off the ground. But it seems to me that with something that's as simple to use, as cost effective, and as low power, and as flexible as Qorus, this might be that baseball diamond in the cornfield that brings the ghosts of the New York Yankees to play. This might be the thing that finally, oh, it's that easy? Okay, let's do it. And then we start to see it take off. You know, Qorus may in fact be leading a revolution.
Sure, yeah. It is kind of the easy button, you know, for hoteling and hot desking. Given that there's not any software that you need to deploy, there's not any hardware that you need to deploy. We just need QR codes at those different spaces, and you're off and running. You know, and I will say there are some great platforms out there, you know, for managing all of your facilities, how many spaces you have, again, providing you the analytics of actual utilization, platforms like AgileQuest by Tango, you know, Maptician. Great platforms out there. And, you know, office hoteling and hot desking, you know, the more sustainable approaches to the office, because ultimately you end up with less office space using less energy. So there's less commuting, there's less energy usage. So clearly, Qorus fits right into that, because now you've got spaces that your employees or your students, your faculty, you know, can easily book without really any guidance or tutorials or instruction. You don't have to worry about any of that.
Right. There's no training. It's self-evident. If you don't know how to use it, then something wrong with you.
Yeah, it is super easy. You know, you either book, see what the space looks like, or look for another space. Three very easy choices.
Right. And again, this is about options. You know what I mean? So you may have, let's say you have some, I don't know, maybe there's still some boomers hanging around in the offices, some older Gen Xers who are like, I don't want an office hotel. I don't want a hot desk. That's cool. No one's saying you have to go 100% that direction. But for those that do, or again, we talk about office neighborhoods, which is really becoming quite a thing. People like to, we're working on this one project together. We've got people from different departments, but we all have to cooperate and collaborate on this one thing, which is going to take us a month. So we want to book desks near one another. Otherwise, you know, oh, then we have to go find a conference room, and it has to have all the stuff that we want. It has to have enough plugs and, you know, all this stuff. Instead, we can just on the fly, we can go, boom, this is our little neighborhood for the month, and this is what we're doing. And for people that don't want that, for people that want the, this is my desk forever and ever and ever, and don't touch my stuff, great, we can accommodate those people as well. Everybody wins.
Yeah, yeah, you really can. You know, you can book spaces working from your home office, you know, just using your existing calendars. That's going to carry over to when you go to the office, when you go on campus. And if you have an e-paper sign at the desk or at the room, that's going to show the meeting that you booked or scheduled. This whole approach is compatible with, you know, a really hybrid approach where you've got a number of spaces that are being, you know, hot desk or booked for hoteling. And then you've got a number of spaces that are always assigned to particular folks, you know, that the two work together. You know, it's not so scary that you've got to go 100% in and everybody is hybrid. Everybody, you know, is hoteling and hot desking. It doesn't have to be that way. There's a lot of options to make that work.
Again, flexibility is the watchword here. When it comes to EPS signs pairing with something like Koros, you've got a whole range of possibility because they come in so many different sizes now.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got cloud-based, you've got ultra-low power, you've got flexibility in the size of the e-paper technology, just a lot of choices to fit your huddle rooms, your larger, you know, meeting spaces, your desk, your workspaces, your lockers, your parking spaces. And as we talked about before, Derek, that could start with, you know, just a simple sticker or a basic room placard, or could be a bit more sophisticated using an e-paper sign or a room sign, you know, to prompt people to interact with that space for their benefit.
So there you have it. Koros is a new appless space booking platform. Something like Koros really does give you maximum flexibility. It's easy to use. It's fast. And it's actually not expensive either. So there you have it. Basically, if you're not using Koros, what are you doing? And that's the sales pitch.
That's right. You said it, Derek.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank my guest today. Trey Hixey is the COO and CSO of Vizix for talking to me about the brand new AR space booking platform, Koros. Thanks, Trey. It's super interesting stuff.
Well, thanks, Derek.
It makes me wish I had an office to go to sometimes so that I could play with it.
Well, if you ever would like to use Koros for your desk, just let me know, Derek. I can hook you up.
That'd be great. Tell my wife, I've booked my desk. She literally, she doesn't come near my desk because we have very different ideas as to what tidy looks like. So she wouldn't touch my desk with a mop handle.
Derek, thank you so much for, you know, the opportunity to step through the different aspects of Koros. It's very unique, as we discussed, being completely cloud-based, you know, no required hardware, very affordable, as you mentioned, and really just a very innovative way to work with shared spaces and to make them more accessible, easy to book in a way that is more sustainable and better for the budget.
There you go. I mean, you can't ask for more than that. I'd like to thank Trey for talking to me and, of course, everybody out there for listening. I remind you again, you can read a transcript of the conversation or even listen to the episode and follow along with the transcript. And of course, there will be lots of helpful links in that transcript as well. Again, you will find that at vizix.com under resources and podcasts. For more free stuff, head to resources on vizix.com for guides, videos, and more to help with your visual communications. Please subscribe and share, and contact us for information about our digital signage solutions.